Rolling.
You all set? Nope.
Yeah.
Good evening. This is the August 5th, 2026 meeting of the Town of Newry, Maine Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. My name is Ted Baker. I am the chairperson of the board.
Oh, we don't have Brian back yet.
All right. The meeting has not come to order yet.
I just saw the empty seat.
I'm going to shift his bag over a little bit, just to give ourselves a little speed. We don't have to share.
Oh, munch down on delicious.
Oh, you're welcome. Did that little puzzle mom bakery, so I just off the, have you stopped at it before?
No, because I usually end up missing it because I come here first, and every time I'm like, I need to go and get something. So this was like a miracle when he walked in with it.
And I actually stopped at that other one. I've been meaning to do it forever, that one that's before it on the right, and so I got some oatmeal bread there.
That's still rolling, just so everybody remembers.
Okay.
Oh, that's rolling.
I got some jam.
You're not staying for us? You get the kitchen pass?
I'll be in touch.
I have to be in Sugarloaf at 6:50 tomorrow morning.
Ooh, feels not.
Oh, that's right. Don't get hit by a rotor blade.
I won't.
Bye, Joel.
6:15 in the morning. How far away is Sugarloaf from here?
About 2 hours. Everything's 2 hours from here.
Hour and 45 minutes.
That's an early morning. That means like you're not, that means you're up before 4:15.
Yeah.
You've got to actually wake up.
I don't mind the night meetings. I'm okay with that. But like early there, I'm like.
Yes, I'll do
6 o'clock is perfect for me. Oh. Yeah. And I just drive home, eat my baked good.
There you go. Uh-huh. And those are so yummy, those meat.
I'm very excited.
That a dead run.
There we go.
We've been waiting
this is
for
as
it.
Fast as I go.
We've been waiting for it.
Well, you didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did.
You're
we do. We do. But, okay. All right. Good evening. This is the August 5th. 2026 meeting of the Town of Newry, Maine Planning Board. The meeting will come to order. My name is Ted Baker. I'm the chairperson of the board. As we are all are aware of, this is a public meeting and the public has the right to hear everything that's being said unless the board votes to enter into executive session for Maine's Freedom of Access Act. The public also has the right to review any of the material created or received by the board that relates to the board deliberation unless state law makes that document confidential. Please notify the board if you are unable to hear or would like to have access to any material. Again, everybody be aware that tonight's meeting is being audio recorded by the recording secretary. If anybody would like or need access to this or previous meeting audio recordings, please see the town administrator. I would also like to welcome Western Hill Access Television and its viewers. And Erica, we will sign you in even though you haven't signed in already. So. Reminder that this is a working session of the planning board and by the Maine's Freedom of Access law, the public is entitled to attend the meeting, take notes of the meeting, make audio or visual recordings of the meeting. It's the board's policy not to allow public comment during the meeting. However, as chairperson, I may allow exceptions when it is in the interest of the board. And by our bylaws, this meeting may not last more than 2.5 hours. The meeting may be extended by 30 minutes if increments if a motion to extend with a pro vote is made for each 30-minute increment. If the meeting is not extended, any remaining agenda items or discussions will be tabled at that time. Tonight's meeting includes the following business. We have no new or unfinished applications. We do have the never-ending rules of procedure review. Prior to this, let's take attendance. Tonight's in attendance is myself, Ted Baker as chair, Heidi Murata, vice chair, Cindy White as secretary, and welcome Brian Moore, our newly appointed alternate. If anybody out in Western Hill Access TV land would like to be alternate, a second alternate for the board, please step forward. We have a quorum. All three board members are here. And all three board members were at the last meeting, plus we have no unfinished business to carry forward, so the three members of the board are eligible to vote. Let's move on to the minutes of the prior meeting. Does any member of the board have any edits or comments on the minutes for the July 1st, 2026 meeting? Hearing none, I will take a motion to approve, please.
Motion to approve the minutes of the Wednesday, July 4th, Newry Planning Board meeting.
July 1st, right?
July 1st?
July 1st.
Did I say that? July 1st.
You said July 4th.
July 1st.
That's holiday in mind.
You seconding that, Cindy?
I'll second, yes.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes as written with a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a vote.
One.
Two.
Three. Let the record show that the minutes have been approved as written. Next item is business correspondence received. I am not aware of any correspondence. Does any board member have correspondence?
No.
No. Nope. All right. We have no new applications or unfinished applications, so let's move on to tonight's business. I will like to amend our agenda and move to the top a request from Erica to review and discuss the Newry vision statement for the comprehensive plan that she handed out. Erica, would you like to give us a brief?
Yes. So I have to say, we worked through bringing the vision statement together, just a draft, so that we could present it at the engagement session. And I know I had some of you participating in that. So after we heard those comments, and I know Ted, we spoke a little bit about just making sure we incorporated the fact that Sunday River is a large presence in Newry, and we want to recognize that in the vision statement. We talked about updating it at our last meeting, and Heidi came up with some great language to add to the end. So I gave you guys it in writing, because I know for myself I sometimes like to not only hear it, but see it in front of me. But I will read it as well. I skipped you, and you're the one that
you did. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
And if so, again, if you guys look at this and you do have any thoughts, again, after the meeting or anything like that, please feel free to give me any additional input, and we'll talk about it at the comp plan meeting as a group. But what we have so far is to preserve Newry's rural and scenic character by supporting small, locally oriented businesses, protecting ecosystems and viewsheds, and guiding growth in a way that supports a vibrant, sustainable year-round community while balancing commercial recreation.
I really love that, sustainable year-round community, because like, especially after hearing, I still am shocked by those numbers of 94% of the homes are second homes, or third or fourth or fifth, whatever, moving homes. And what was that? Did I still doubt that I heard that number right? Was it really, if every house condo was filled, it would be 17,000 people? I mean, it just gave you a sense of how many are.
And I felt the need to do the math for that exact reason.
It kind of immediately gave you a sense of what 94% is.
Yeah.
In numbers.
Well, that's great to hear, because I was hoping it would illustrate itself in that way, because you really don't realize until you have that number around it. I'm really happy with where we've evolved with it, and again, I really loved Heidi's input on the balancing commercial recreation. It was just like the perfect touch to it.
Yep.
But again, if anybody has any input, any comments, any revisions, please tell me. And we'll just keep working on it from here so that we can get it where we want it from.
Yeah. I think that the real point about a vision statement, though, is it should be really succinct, and you don't necessarily have to wordsmith it, because you can change a wet word in a letter and in a
prompt. And then you
try not to get everybody's
words
as they want it.
Really.
it's nice and concise.
I would love to see it just kind of.
That's where I'm at.
Put to bed.
Right? I'm always like, we'll accept any comments, but we've worked to make it succinct, straightforward, and really just hit the nail on the head without being too much.
I think it's really great.
It satisfies my critique that I have.
Yeah. Because sometimes when they get too long, too, they get too wordy, and you don't even know what it's saying.
It's like, what does that mean anyway?
We don't need any more fluff, okay?
No.
We're talking about a bunch of stuff in here, so let's just get straight to the point. So I have to say, I really am happy with where
thumbs up.
Yeah,
let's
and
move on.
Again, that sustainable year-round community gets to the housing piece, though, too, like, which I know is part of what you guys are working on, is that we really do want a sustainable year-round community, so let's think about how do we get people that live here year-round.
So
So I'm thinking maybe at the next, I'm hoping that at the next comp plan meeting, Loretta was going to share it with the select board. I said I'd share it with you guys that hopefully we can kind of make a decision on, yes, this is what we want, keep it going.
So I think it's safe to say that our representative on the comprehensive plan can speak for the planning board.
Okay, thank you.
That they are in agreement with this.
Heidi has such great input and great thoughts on how we can set the stage for the future in a really productive way.
Yeah, it's a great meeting. They're great meetings. I love them.
Yeah, me too. They're really fun, honestly. I'm like, I always look forward to them.
Me too.
You implying that these meetings aren't fun?
No. Oh. Not at all.
All right.
Your
true colors are coming through.
We're creating things. Then.
Anything else that we want to talk about the comprehensive plan? Well, we got the ABCOG staff member captive.
So again, I'm just going to keep going through the updates. The chapter that I wrote most recently is agriculture and forestry, which I'm going to share with the committee tomorrow. It's one of the shorter chapters given the current landscape of Newry, but I expect as the process goes on and we get more into environmental characteristics, I'm really going to seek your input on, you know, just different pieces that I put within to make sure that you guys as a board too are in agreement with what, you know, we're putting in there based off the type of applications you see, etc. Just to make sure I get as much input as possible. So the two bigger ones that will be coming up are water resources and natural resources. And then again, the end all be all truly is the future land use plan, which I imagine we will not only have another engagement session, but I'm thinking I'll probably come and sit down with you guys again as a board based off of what we come up with the committee. So. Yeah.
Were there any sort of surprises or anything with all the with the feedback from the surveys that you sent out and the public meeting that
you
were?
I just said this. I brought all of the stuff from the engagement session to leave at the office here today, and it's in my car, and I totally would have forgotten unless you just said that. So I'm going to go grab them and bring them in and get you.
Was there anything that was sort of surprising or anything, Heidi, that you guys have talked about that you were surprised was showing up as priorities?
I think it was pretty really solid. I mean, people were really in agreement, and I feel like that what Eric presented aligned with a lot of the people that were there, so it was actually positive, right?
Yeah, kind of reinforced.
Good representation of the community that came, and then also that we had not necessarily gotten it perfect, but gotten it really close to what they thought. So I thought that was great.
It was validating, definitely.
Yeah, it was validating.
Like, we're on the right path. Like, people are agreeing what we're putting in there. So it felt like a nice, like, first check in with the community, like you're on board with this, and it felt like a resounding yes.
Yeah, and the next meeting's on next Monday at the that's a public comprehensive planning meeting here at 5 o'clock. So if anyone wants
feel
to come
to
from
join.
The public, anytime.
Yeah, let her go. So you're coming or maybe I'll do Zoom.
You can always Zoom with us. It's
Monday.
Great.
What's the date on Monday?
It's the 10th.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
At the Grange Hall?
It's here.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, our next.
Thank you.
Our next business item is the rules of procedures was returned from the attorney and was discussed at the last select board meeting. And as a result of the select board's it shouldn't be locked.
No, you won't get locked.
Just figured I'd ask.
Knock loud if you are.
Alright, cool. Thank you.
In order to facilitate this, I am suggesting that we remove anything that requires this document to go to the select board for approval. So that is primarily the staff responsibilities as detailed in section 2.
Yep.
And as you can see, subparagraphs 2.7, 2.8, and 2.9 have been lined out so that there is no tasking given to individuals who are not under the direct supervision of the board.
Ted, I got 2.6 through 2.9 crossed out here.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what it's supposed to be.
All right. I thought I heard something else.
No.
Sorry.
No, no, if you read the comment up there, that's next to the yellow box.
Oh, okay, okay.
It explains what's going on there. So, the reference to the UDRO was updated to reflect the latest reference. And I added another paragraph there in the preamble above the table of contents. One of the things that I feel very strongly about this rules of procedure is that it should be as useful to us as a board as possible, and therefore should be a one-stop reference.
The one piece that you had said, without needing to go other cited documents, specific details, one of the things they talked about at that Bangor meeting is to be really careful, though, that you're not citing something that you forget that you actually have to change because it got changed in that other document.
Right.
So that's, I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm.
But for instance, the lawyer made the attorney made a comment, say, hey, and under executive session, just say it's as per MSRA, umpty-ump.
Yeah.
Which, if we were here in a meeting and we had to go to an executive session, we don't have that MSRA at our fingertips.
But if you copy in here and it's changed at the state level, you might not realize it's changed and you're referencing what's in here.
That's a risk.
That's what they're saying is the risk.
Yeah,
is that.
But while it's available to the public, it's an internal document. It's not an ordinance.
Yeah, but we just have to be careful if we're reading something that's written in here as state statute, but yet actually changed.
Yeah.
We are.
However, I don't see executive sessions being likely to.
I'm just sharing their cautionary.
Yes, I hear that. And that's a good point. That's a good point.
Would you mind if I make a comment? Because that made me think about something. And just, this is something that came to light for me recently. There, just to make sure that the time frames that you lay out in either the Board of Appeals ordinance or the Planning Board bylaws are in line with what's within the ordinances too. Because I had a situation come up where Shoreland says you can appeal within 45 days, but the Board of Appeals bylaws said it was 30 days.
Yeah, we just went through that.
It's a thing that's coming up. Yeah.
The one and only recent appeal brought that incompatibility out between the Board of Appeals ordinance and the UDRO, and the lawyers made it all rewrote.
Perfect. So you already did that.
So we're unless they change again, but we're in compliance with that one. So anyway, that's the reason for that inclusion of that new paragraph there on page one, that the objective of these rules is to provide a one-stop reference to the planning board. I feel very important that this should be a handy reference to be able to turn to and not have to go searching elsewhere.
Yeah.
While
you're on page one, just in the table of contents number two.
The table of contents. That needs to be.
Yeah, it still references
edited.
Town staff.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
Okay. Yep. Good catch. Thank you, Becky.
You're welcome.
We already talked about the changes to section two. There was a minor edit in 3.6. Where the attorney suggested that we actually reference the municipal ordinance, which happens to be reference A, which is the UDRO.
Mm-hmm.
Executive sessions. Here, I left things unchanged. I didn't necessarily agree with what the attorney said that, hey, just go by what the MSRA says. I'm open to discussion, but that's basically has not changed. The remote participation policy, again, the attorney was questioning, hey, doesn't the town have a universal remote participation policy? And it does not. So that's why that's there. If the town does come up with one, then we can come back and amend the.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're down to section 8 on page 11 of 14, reconsideration. Again, a minor a minor edit referencing section 8.2. So just tying up the cross lines there. There was another edit according recommended by the attorney on 9.7, conclusions of law, not just conclusions. And then Brandon did suggest that we add a paragraph number 12, the normal disclaimer that says, hey, if these rules are contradicted by a statute or ordinance, the statute or ordinance applies.
Yeah.
And that kind of protects you.
Mm-hmm. In the simplified rules of orders, enclosure one, I remove anything that is not pertaining to the rule of order, which is more of an administrative how we run the meeting, which I said, yeah, that's already in the main body of the rules. It doesn't need to be here. So under meeting conduct, paragraph 2.2.1 is gone. 2.2 is gone. See you, Erica. Thank you. Come back again.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Also in paragraph 2.7.2.1 on page 3, I removed the vague reference to Martha's rules, which nobody really is familiar with.
We need to remember what Martha's rules are, so now I feel like I need to look that up.
Well, you should. It's an interesting read. And then section 3, FOIA was all removed because that's discussed in the main rules of procedures. Okay. So, to summarize this, in order to get this away from the select board that doesn't seem to be able to make a decision as to why this is in front of them, I removed any reference to town staff that does not directly report to the planning board, which makes sense.
Yeah.
So, and then the other one was just the minor edits put in by required by the attorney. Any comments from anybody besides the one edit that Becky pointed out there in the table of contents?
I think I'm all good with it, and I would love to
close this. We have to roll over to the next meeting, but we'll close it right then. I will clean this up, get rid of the yellow notes.
Yep.
Make it the smooth draft. Send it out to everybody, and it will be on the agenda for our next meeting to vote it in or out.
Okay.
And put this year old puppy.
Good job.
To bed.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Heidi, I think you already talked about the comprehensive plan. Yeah. Any more comments? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we haven't had any meetings since the last so we're good.
And the town administrator has not passed me any quarterly escrow statement. The code enforcement officer ran out of here promptly at 6 o'clock.
Has we heard anything about how the Lock Summit's going, just as one of our active projects, or not?
Funny you should bring up the beast. The board is done, the previous business that the two of you handled is done.
Oh, yeah, that's done. I was just,
That's done. Now, however, we will probably have Lock Summit Estate on the September 2nd agenda for an amendment to the application concerning firefighting water storage facilities.
Oh.
And that's as much as I'll say.
Okay.
Yep.
Not knowing. Yep. I know it's coming down the pike. I haven't seen anything.
Down the pipe.
Yeah, down the pike. Yes. Yeah. Pun intended, I'm sure.
Yes.
So without saying anything else, that will probably be on the 2nd of September agenda.
Okay.
Not on the 19th or whatever the next one is. Any other open items that people would like to discuss. Cindy, you went, you had a nice road trip to Bangor.
Yeah, that was
any
good.
Any takeaways from the MMA? Was the dinner good? Did they feed you well?
Yeah, dinner was delicious, and you sell them your veggie ahead of time, and they give you this delicious butternut squash ravioli. And no, it was good. It was. I liked. I feel like as many of those things, it's the questions people ask that help you kind of just learn from it, and it's just helpful. I feel like the first time I went to it was just the Zoom, and I'd never done the planning board before. A lot of it went over my head. It's hard to pay attention for 4 hours of Zoom. But in person was helpful, and I just kept all the materials so I can. I'm looking forward to our next, like, first full one as we work through it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, the rules are, if you go down chapter 2 of the MMA manual and look at our rules of procedures, you can see where a lot of this came from.
Yeah, yeah. I really felt like we were prepared. Like, a lot of what they're saying we need to do is, like, we're in the for our procedures.
We have no new, well, before we get to that, for the our next meeting, I would like to request that other board members come forth with the path forward for the planning board.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I am acutely aware that I am overbearing and channeling.
Oh, I think you've learned, Ted, that I speak up when I have.
And I appreciate that, but we're at a, you know, we just came through a very substantial rewrite of the UDRO.
Yeah.
And then a thorough look at how we do business by doing our rules of procedures. Mm-hmm. So. I just want to make sure that as a team, mm-hmm. we all have an opportunity to sit there and say, hey, you know, I don't think I like the direction that the board's going, or I really like how we're doing this. I know you've often brought up about the checkoff sheet and how can we make this better?
Well, I think
actually what she did here, she took Becky's checkoff sheet,
yeah,
and our 10.1, 2, 3, and 4,
yeah,
and basically merged them together.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice. I think it's awesome. The color coding of it. Yeah. And, yeah.
So that was and it was very nice of Erica to do all of that. But again, I want to be able to make sure that we're answering or going in a direction that everybody's comfortable with.
Yep.
in doing this.
So I had mentioned the last time that I'm going to actually be away on August 19th. So there's a possibility that maybe I could attend remote, but I don't know if that's possible because I can only listen, you know.
Well, you're jumping ahead to the next agenda item, but we have no new business.
Right, I won't be able to approve your rules of procedure.
And that's the thing to be. Well, we have no new business. I will probably not be able to attend because I have elective surgery coming up on Monday, and I will be probably not up to sitting through a planning board meeting.
On the 19th, you mean?
On the 19th.
Oh, yes, yeah, so okay. Just do that.
So I am proposing or putting out on the table that we cancel the meeting.
Yep.
And the next meeting will be April, September 2nd.
Yep, that works for me.
We'll bring down two board members, we should.
Well, you would technically would have a quorum.
It would be you, right. You and I, Brian, so we might as well.
Who's the other alternate?
Well, we don't have another alternate.
We don't have another alternate.
What was, okay.
They were at Peel's board.
Okay.
They were Peel's, that was our board of appeals.
No, I meant the lady that was here the first meeting I gave.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she did not renew. She,
yeah.
Okay.
Your appointment, your stint as an alternate is up every year.
Right.
And she chose not to re-up. And why we miss Meredith, I can understand why she's on the school board.
I totally understand.
No, I
couldn't believe when she signed up.
Yeah,
she's like, what, are you crazy?
Okay, I'm getting ready to leave this. this. So yeah. Just tell me, I'll be happy to hit.
So our next meeting will be September 2nd.
Okay.
Which will so give everybody a chance. As I said, I will go out and clean up the final draft of the rules of procedure, and it will be a yay or nay on September 2nd.
That sounds
no
great.
More, no
terrific.
More of this.
Perfect.
I like this. I like that. Or I don't like this.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And
if so desired, if somebody, you know, if we want to have a discussion as to the how the board's doing business, what we need to concentrate on, such as the checkoff sheets or et cetera. Mm. Becky?
I just had one question. In the rules of procedure, when you talk about the officers, it talks about the chairman, and then it talks about the vice chair and secretary.
There is a change. If we adopt this document, the composition of the board will change in that we will only have two officers, the chair and a chair slant secretary.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I just noticed
go that,
that
way. And so, I don't know, speaking of that,
I don't need it for my resume.
whoever picks, assuming that
they can do rock, paper, scissors. Or something.
assuming that the rules of procedures gets approved and we drop down to two officers, then we can
discuss that.
We'll have to have a another election just to be affirmed that. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the plan going forward. We will probably have new business on the 2nd.
Okay.
And so that should be coming out no later than 2 weeks from today, the material for that. Please review it.
Yep.
Can I please get a paper copy? I'll have to come and get it.
Of which one?
Of the application or the, of what?
Of if we have our packet put together before the meeting.
Oh.
I like paper.
Call up
Joelle.
Joelle is very good.
Joelle
is more than happy to play courier.
Yeah, she usually distributes them around.
Yeah, yeah, and she's been very good about that, especially if it's a sizable package.
Yeah.
So, and if just drop her an email and
okay,
say, hey,
perfect.
By the way, I'd like to be on the paper handout.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
No, just Ted, on your comment as far as being pushed, you know, being strong-willed, one of the things I appreciate is your willingness to do, there's a lot of work updating the UDRO, keeping on top of all these things.
Well, thank
and
you.
So appreciation for you being willing to do that hard work. And, you know, one of the things I heard from Erica that I'll work on too is like just making sure, that we're reading everything ahead of time to help.
Yeah.
Help everything go forward.
Yeah,
there's a ton of work that goes behind that. And
I've sat through my board, this board meeting where the silence was just interminable because other members of the board had just opened up the packet.
Yeah. I think we're very functional.
That's
my only comment.
I mean, I've been here for a long time, and I appreciate your attention to detail.
You got a lot of history.
Yeah. I mean, I when I have to do the minutes and the finding of facts and stuff, I appreciate your attention to detail for sure. It makes my job so much easier.
As long as you don't start throwing darts at my picture.
No, not at all.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn at
I will second that.
6:37.
We have a motion to adjourn, and I have seconded that motion. Is there any opposition to adjourning?
None.
Okay, so may I have a vote, please?
One,
two,
three. Okay.
All right.
See you all on the 2nd of September.
Thank you.
Good luck with
the
surgery.
Yeah,
thank you.
Surgery.
Nice.
Anything
I can do?